Example 21. My husband thinks this philosophy is nuts and wants no part of it. Example. I've been reading about the law of attraction, and it makes perfect sense to me. And so I try to pay attention to what I'm thinking and saying, and I've been working with some of the processes to better my life, but my husband doesn't believe any of this stuff. It even makes him angry when he thinks I'm deliberately applying one of the processes. And the more aware I am of how the law of attraction works, the more that the negative things my husband says bother me. I wish that he would try to learn this. I feel like if we were working on it together, we could really improve our lives. But since he won't even try, won't my husband's negative thoughts hinder my positive thoughts? Others' thoughts have no power in your creation. That is, unless you're thinking about their thoughts. When you think about your husband's thoughts, they become your thoughts, and then they do affect the balance of your creation. When your life is intertwined with another, you often feel that you need to agree on everything and pull together, so to speak, on the things you're creating. But we want you to understand that you do not need another to pull with you, because the stream of creation contains all the pulling power that is necessary. However, you cannot pull against yourself and get to where you want to be. The reason why you sometimes feel that you're hindered by another is only because you're pushing against something. For example, let's say that you have a strong desire to move into a new house in another neighborhood, and that your husband says that he wants to stay in your current house. If you were to think only about your new house, your day-to-day thoughts would be a vibrational match to your desire for the new house, and in the absence of resistance, circumstances and events would fall into place to accommodate your desire. However, if you think about your husband's opposite decision, spending time in your own mind justifying why you want the new house and feeling unhappy about his unwillingness to even consider it, then your day-to-day thoughts do not match your desire. You would have, by virtue of thinking about your husband's opposing thoughts, introduced resistance into your vibrational mix, and you would not be currently moving toward the outcome you want. In other words, your attention to your husband's decision would have you pointed in opposition to your own desire. And so it would feel to you as if he were the problem, when actually the problem would be contained in your own thoughts. Some would say, but if my husband would agree with me, then I wouldn't be having these contradictory thoughts. Of course, it is easier to feel good when you're looking at what you want to see, and so it is logical that it would be easier for you to line up with your desire if your husband were in full agreement with you. But there is true entrapment in the belief that your creations would go better if everyone around you would cooperate, because in the majority of cases, those around you are not going to focus with you in the direction of your desires, for everyone has their own personal and selfish interests that are getting the bulk of their attention. The awareness that you do not need the agreement of any other to create whatever you desire is truly liberating. And when you are no longer including the opposing thoughts of others into your vibrational mix, your power of influence increases powerfully. As your husband has been living in this house with you, he has discovered things about it that he would like to be improved. Like you, whenever he does not have the space for something, he launches rockets of desire for more space. In fact, we would like you to understand that a larger, improved house is in your husband's vibrational escrow as well as your own. But he has been applying his logic to the idea and has determined that a new house would cause a financial discomfort, would take time to find, and would take more time to settle into. In other words, even though he also wants many of the same things you want for many of the same reasons, he is contradicting his desire with his practical thoughts. So not only is your desire part of the driving force of this current, but your husband's desire is causing the current also. In other words, he is helping in the creation of your new house, whether he knows that he is or not. So now that the two of you have created in your vibrational escrow this wonderful new place to live, and now that you're no longer using your husband's concerns as an excuse to contradict your own desire, and so are in perfect alignment with your new house, the house must come. It will come to you in a comfortable way that will be easily accepted by your husband. No one has the power to deprive you of anything, and when you understand that and no longer push against anything, all things that you desire will flow easily into your experience. And in time, through the power of your example, your husband may very well come to understand that these laws of the universe are not nuts at all, but that they are powerful, consistent, understandable, and applicable, and really fun to work with. It is of great value for you to understand that even though your husband may be approaching life differently than you are right now, his life is working for him just the same. Let him think as he thinks, be as he is, and want as he wants. For in doing so, nothing about him will hinder you. But if you attempt to reform him, you will most likely be focused upon unwanted aspects which you will include in your vibrational mix, which will hinder your creation, which could in time cause you to resent him for, seemingly, holding you back from your desires. All other people in your life, friends, strangers, even enemies, can contribute positively to your creative process, but you are the one who determines whether they add benefit or detriment, because you are the one who sees them in an upstream, resistant manner, or in a downstream, allowing manner. So begin where you are and reach for improved feeling, downstream thoughts. For instance, our life could go so much better if my husband would try to be more positive. These processes really work for me, but he refuses to even consider them. If he would just try them, I know he would benefit. If he would just try them, I know I would benefit. As I worry about what he's doing, I'm not really applying the processes. Even someone as close to me as my husband needn't affect my point of attraction. We don't disagree on everything. And while our agreement is satisfying, it's not required for me to get what I want. I've had the experience of secretly desiring things that did come to pass. Those wonderful things came to me without my collaboration with others. I'm powerful enough in my own beingness to create whatever I choose. I've been holding my husband in an unfair place by requiring his agreement. By holding to my ideas of what I desire, I'm in no way pushing against him. We make a good team because we approach life with a different view. It's satisfying to observe the cooperative universe responding to me. In time, if he wants, we can openly co-create on many subjects. In the meantime, I'll silently and joyously create whatever I choose. I look forward to his joyous discovery of these processes. I do love him.